From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, July 12th. I'm Abby Larico. Illinois Republicans will head to their party's national convention in Milwaukee next week, and they are going with a message of not compromising on their conservative principles.
We feel like we've been pushed to the edge of a cliff. There's nothing to compromise anymore for us.
But the convention comes as the Illinois GOP is looking for a new leader. The tough conversations expected coming up on The Gateway. Manchester's police chief is on leave pending an investigation. According to a statement from the city of Manchester, Police Chief Scott Will is on paid administrative leave. The only detail provided about the independent investigation is that it does not concern the unauthorized use of the Regional Justice Information System that's used by area departments to access information like vehicle registration and warrants. Deputy Police Chief Captain Craig Smith also resigned from his position this week. More information is expected to be available at the investigation's conclusion. The St. Louis Board of Aldermen is set to vote today on asking residents to implement a fee on short-term rentals, think Airbnbs or VRBOs. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman explains where the money will go.
If approved in November, the city would levy a 3% fee on the cost of a short-term rental. The operator of the property would be responsible for paying it. All of the money raised would go to affordable housing programs, including construction of new units. The sponsor, 4th Ward Alderman Brett Narayan, says that acknowledges the fact that housing is a zero-sum game.
Every house that's taken off of the market to become a short-term rental is a house that a family or a member of our community cannot live in full-time.
It's unclear how much the proposed fee would generate because the city still does not know how many short-term rentals are in operation. A new registration and permitting process will take effect in November. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
A St. Louis art gallery is opening an exhibition featuring the works of two artists whose work was criticized by some as being anti-Semitic. 15 Windows Gallery on Cherokee Street will display the art of Danny Collette and Alora McCullough starting on Saturday. The works were part of a display at Craft Alliance. That exhibition was canceled abruptly in June following charges the art used phrases associated with calls for violence against Israel. The artists say that wasn't the intent behind their work. The exhibition will also serve as a fundraiser for an overseas Palestinian family. Craft Alliance says it stands by its decision and is looking to revise its freedom of expression policy. A new $15 million public safety center on a Metrolink stop in East St. Louis is now open. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports Metro East officials say the center will help make the region safer.
The facility at the Emerson Park stop will include a St. Clair County 911 center, office space for the county sheriff's department, and some backup equipment for the company that runs Metrolink. It will also have a water fountain and a public bathroom. Democratic State Senator Chris Belt of Swansea says it's an exciting project.
And so for me, the equation is very, very simple. You increase the public safety profile, that gives confidence to the citizens to use mass transit.
The $15 million price tag was largely covered by Rebuild Illinois, a legislative priority of Governor J.B. Pritzker for infrastructure and construction projects. The remainder of the facility was covered by Bi-State Development and the St. Clair County Transit District. In East St. Louis, I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
The mass transit provider for the St. Louis region is also getting additional federal funding to make its bus fleet more environmentally friendly. Metro announced Thursday it's gotten more than $10 million to buy 10 new hybrid buses that can run on both diesel fuel and electric. The funding comes from the bipartisan infrastructure bill. The buses were built in California. They're the first hybrid vehicles in Metro's fleet. The agency's head says the new buses will help improve air quality in the region and give commuters a better transit experience. Two local organizations are celebrating the births of the world's most endangered wolves at their facilities. St. Louis Public Radio's Madison Holcomb reports on the births of 9 American red wolf pups in the area.
The American red wolf was declared extinct in the wild in 1980. Conservation groups have since been working to repopulate the species. According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, there are an estimated 18 to 20 in the wild and more than 250 in human captivity. The St. Louis Zoo welcomed 4 American red wolf pups this spring. Martha Fisher is the general curator at St. Louis Zoo Wild Care Park, which oversees the reserve where the pups were born. She says the births are important to the recovery of the American red wolf population.
Every birth is precious. Every new animal that can be added to the population is a potential candidate for reintroduction to the wild.
The Endangered Wolf Center also welcomed 5 American red wolf pups this spring. I'm Madison Holcomb, St. Louis Public Radio.
Illinois Republicans are preparing to head to Milwaukee for next week's Republican National Convention, where they'll nominate Donald Trump to be the party's official nominee for president. The state party now appears to be in lockstep with their presidential pick, even though Trump has twice lost Illinois. And intense infighting recently cost the Illinois GOP leader his job. As Alex Degman reports, the next week will likely feature some tough discussions on where the Illinois Republican Party hopes to go.
Trump delegate Kent Gray has more than 200 presidential Christmas cards.
That's the JFK one, the year he died. So they actually got delivered like the day before he left for Dallas.
Wow.
That's the attorney from an upscale suburb of Springfield has been a political junkie most of his life and a name in local Republican circles for some time. He ran Trump's Illinois and Missouri campaigns in 2016 until he booked a Trump rally at UIC in Chicago that was overrun with protesters.
My name's on the contract for the UIC rally / riot, which was pretty wild. I was up at that one.
Trump never showed up. Gray has lost several races in local, state, and national politics, but he was a John McCain delegate in 2008 and an alternate for Trump in 2016. Voters this year selected him and 50 others to be Trump delegates, and he loves it.
You know, a lot of people follow sports, a lot of people follow, you know, TV shows, a lot of people follow all kinds of different stuff. Kind of my interest is politics. And being a delegate to the National Convention is a whole lot of fun because you get to see all basically everybody shows up to speak to the entire assembled masses.
But Gray is attending the RNC at a time of turmoil for the Illinois Republican Party. Its chairman, Don Tracy, said he's resigning after the convention because his fellow Republicans would rather fight each other than Democrats. The party has been in the superminority in Springfield for years and hasn't held a statewide office since Bruce Rauner was governor. Steve Bollage thinks the Illinois GOP has been compromising away conservative values to try winning elections. He says it's not working and the grassroots folks are tired of it.
We feel like we've been pushed to the edge of a cliff. There's nothing to compromise anymore for us. So any kind of compromise for us becomes, well, we might as well just jump off the cliff.
Bollage lists off a number of grievances, like illegal immigration and perceived special rights for the LGBTQ community. His positions on those reflect the National Republican Party's platform. But Republicans have lost ground in Illinois lately, partly because of the stark divide on issues like that. But Bollage thinks there's plenty for the party to build on, given strong agreements on kitchen table issues like public safety and high taxes.
I haven't had anybody say that they like the idea of all these illegals coming in. I haven't had anybody say that they're happy about, you know, the spending that's going on, because whether you're a Republican or Democrat, you know, J.B. Pritzker's spending money like water.
Regardless of Trump's poor performance in past Illinois elections, Bollage can't wait to nominate Trump once again.
I am super excited. You know, I might wait to see what this is all about, because I don't know. But I'm assuming that I'll meet a lot of very interesting people.
Bollage is a diehard Trump supporter, and he's also a supervisor in Homer Township in Will County. After a New York jury convicted Trump of falsifying business records, he raised an upside-down American flag in front of the township's administration headquarters last month. But he put it right side up when people got angry. Kent Gray, the Springfield area attorney, isn't making predictions about the future of the party, but he is sure about a few things next week.
We will get together and we will have a vote on making Donald Trump the presidential nominee, and whoever he picks for vice president is the vice presidential nominee. And we'll have a lot of networking and a few cold beverages and probably some fun in Milwaukee and a whole lot of hot air from politicians speaking for 4 days.
I'm Alex Degman.
The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.